Hey, this is a bonus episode, and I just felt called to pop on and to share with you some things, lessons that I have learned recently that have really changed my life. So on episode, I think it was 11, a few episodes ago, I talked about how I was going to take a time out. Basically, I was going to take some time to go inward, to pause in the value of that. So I went on a retreat and I was gone for a few weeks. And I just really took that time, but I learned so much during that time. And I just was like, I gotta share this information. I would tell you all the things that happened, all the transformations, there were so many, but I really don't know how to put all of them into words. I feel like I'm still processing it all, but I do have some lessons that I think you'd get a lot of value out of. Now, if you're following this in order, this is coming right after my first part of my visioning course that I was teaching. The second part is still coming out, so you'll see it, but this is just a bonus. That means I'm adding another episode that I normally wouldn't add during the week because I try to stick to one podcast episode a week to stay sane because this stuff takes a lot of work to develop. Okay, if you are new here, I have to do the intro. I'm Angela, I'm the host, and the Intentional Mind Podcast is all about helping you intentionally design your life using the power of your mind, faith, and energy. That's what we're all about. All right, so let's get on with the show. So while at this retreat, not only did I eat all plant-based food that had none of the crap that a lot of our food has in it. It allowed me to feel so good. And when you treat your body well, like you can really see the difference in your energy and just how you show up. So I think what I was putting in my body really caused me, I think, to get a lot more out of the whole experience. And that's why they make it so that you're eating this really kind of healthy diet. And I felt like I just was surrounded by nature and that just lifted up my soul. And what was really cool was the people who host this retreat have a psychological background. So there's a lot of work that they've done with people as far as helping heal things, therapy, stuff like that. So she, the host of the retreat, hosted workshops for us. And we got to dive in and kind of see things that have been holding us back. And there's a lot of work around your inner child and trauma that some of us have experienced as children. And we all have experienced some sort of trauma from childhood. And it could be something very minor, but to a child, it's traumatic. Or it could be something that is more in the extreme end. And you could think of things that would fall in that category. So I was kind of one of the ones that was like, I don't know, like, I don't really feel like there's been that much trauma. But guys, there's been a lot of trauma. And it's like, as I've gotten older, I look back and I'm like, yeah, okay, so that happened. I dealt with it, moved on. I feel fine. Cool, right? But that's me from my adult perspective, seeing it. But not as a child and how that I was really affected by a lot of things that happened and how a lot of my beliefs from that stemmed from childhood to protect myself are showing up as an adult, and it doesn't serve me anymore to believe that. So basically, just a little bit of my story as a child in a nutshell was my mom and dad had gotten divorced like many parents do nowadays. And it was after my mom had cheated on my dad a lot. There was a lot of drama around that. And I ended up going to live with my mom. My sisters lived with my dad. And my mom had married a guy who was an alcoholic. And he was a very much like functioning alcoholic. And I didn't even know, like, if I was younger and you're like, is your stepdad an alcoholic? Like, it would have never crossed my mind to be like, yeah, like, I just didn't really understand that. And he was, and there was alcohol all over the place. And just it was really hard. So long story short, my mom ended up leaving and I was left with my stepdad. So it was just me and my stepdad. And my younger sister. And I had to really take care of my younger sister at a very young age. So I was about 10, 11. She was a baby. And there was just a lot of hard stuff. And it's beyond than what I'm just telling you guys now. But like as an adult, like I didn't even, I was like, okay, that happened. All right. I had to be independent at a very young age. Okay, cool. I moved on with my life. But there's still a lot of pain associated with that. So I got to kind of go and look through the lens of a child, like really visualizing it from that lens and just kind of healing a lot of things. I didn't know I was going to talk about all this because I feel like this is deeper than the lessons I wanted to share. But there's a lot that I learned just from all of the different workshops, and just like the kind of epiphanies I was having with myself, throughout. So this is stuff I've taken out of my journal. So I hope that you get a lot of value out of it. Okay. So I have, I think, 16 things, and I'm going to touch on all of them. So the first quote or statement that really stood out to me that I loved is, "Magic is when you allow the universe to give you what you want." So many of us, we don't allow that. We resist things to happen for us. We make all these excuses around why it can't work for us, all these stories, things like that. And we resist the magic that is there. But when we open ourselves up to what could be possible, when we allow ourselves to imagine, when we say things like, wouldn't it be cool if, like I've been doing lately, like this has been my favorite thing. Wouldn't it be cool if this could happen? Wouldn't it be cool if that could happen? And just watching how these things happen. Now, I take action on my dreams. I don't just sit there and be like, okay, like, you know what I mean? I'm taking action. All right, so I love that. Magic is when you allow the universe to give you what you want. The second statement is to be strong is to be flexible. To be strong is to be flexible. It's wise to be flexible. If not, you're going to break into pieces. And I think about that with like how we really try to control circumstances a lot. And we're not very flexible. I mean, just think about everything with COVID, how a lot of us have gone a little crazy with some of the stuff that has happened with COVID around like all of our plans being ruined. I'm saying this in quotation marks. But if you think about being flexible and how really that's a sign of strength, that you're flexible, that you're not going to break just because of an external circumstance, that it's wise to allow yourself to be flexible. And I'm a big teacher of saying, you know, be intentional, but be unattached. Make your desires known. Have an intention, have a plan, but don't be so attached to it. Let life surprise you. Let the magic flow in. Let things work out for you. And I keep saying let, because a lot of ourselves don't let things happen for us. We don't even want to believe that. So one of my favorite beliefs is that everything is happening for me. I tell myself this all the time. Even if something happens and I'm like, this freaking sucks. I don't like this. Whatever, you know, I'm like, in some way, somehow, this is happening for me. Why? Because God is for me, period, non-negotiable. That's it. It is bigger than any circumstance that's coming my way. He can turn anything around. He can turn anything to be used for good. All right. So moving on. To the third statement is the wonder is wonderful. Allow yourself to be surprised. We want to control all kinds of things. And what makes us really enjoy our life is the surprises, the wonderful things. Just think about this. If your life was like a game that you always won. Like, you know, like think about this as like a video game. Like you play it, but you always win. Like after a while, and you know what's happening, you know what you're going towards. Like after a while, that would be a really boring game. You don't want to play that anymore. What makes life so great is the surprises, the cool things that show up. But some of us just work so hard to control things and plan things out and prevent bad things from happening and all of that stuff that we don't allow ourselves to be surprised, to see the wonder that shows up. So this goes back. Can you be intentional but unattached? Can you allow it to be better than you've imagined? When I'm teaching people how to make a vision board, I'm very much about like, hey, we're making our desires known. here they are. It's like putting it out there, praying for it in a sense, putting the energy out there that supports it through our words, through what we decide to focus on. But we're like, if you got something better, God, bring it on. I'm open to that too. I'm not attached to this. I'm just putting on my list of what I would like, but if you want to give me something better, cool. All right. So the next statement is a mantra that I am worthy of a better life. I'm worthy of a better life. So many of us act like we're not worthy of that. And we sabotage and we do it in ways that are very unconscious. But this got brought to my awareness when the facilitator asked me, do you not think that you're worthy of a better life? And I forgot what I was talking about that made her say that. But it just really hit me. Like, I want to own that mantra that I am worthy of a better life. I'm worthy of all my dreams. That is, I think, the biggest thing that holds us back is the lack of believing that we're worthy of it, that we're good enough. We always have these stories around how somebody else, it can work out well for them, but not me. Like, I'm not that special. And I'm here to tell you that you are. You are so special. And that you have gifts that other people don't have. No one can do things the way that you do it. There is no one else like you. So you are worthy of a better life. All right. And the fifth statement is give your attention to what you want to materialize. Give your attention to what you want to materialize. So many of us focus and we give our attention to all the things that are going wrong that we don't want. Energy is very powerful. Where your focus goes, energy flows. So watch that. Are you focusing on the things you don't want? Are you spending all of your energy trying to prevent something from happening, like trouble that you might experience? Making up things that, stories about things that could happen? When you could be making up, or bad things, if you will, that could happen? When you could be making up stories about things that could serve you? You could be giving your energy to the things that you want to create in this world. And you're going to be programming your mind to allow that to happen for you. So just be more conscious of what are you giving your energy to? All right. And is it serving you? And I've been doing this a lot with myself. Like even when I'm talking about someone that like annoys me, because I ain't perfect. Okay, guys, I need this work so much. This is why I like teach this stuff. It's like I'm teaching myself too through it. But like, you know, I was just at like a Christmas party thing and I was just going a little bit nuts. Okay, just keeping it real with somebody. And anyways, I was just like watching my judgment around like, please be quiet, stop talking to me. Like, you know, those people. Well, anyways, I was watching my judgment around this person. And then it's like, I remember this statement one of my coaches had told me was like, if you spot it, you got it. And this allowed me to think about how sometimes I can be like that too. Like if somebody is frustrating you, like think about times where you can be like that too. Like I can be super chatty, giving information that people don't want to hear, you know, like they're not open to hearing it. And sometimes that coach part of me comes out and I'm like, or I just am so passionate about the stuff that I teach. And some people are like, they don't care about it. They want nothing to do with it. Shut up. Let them enjoy their food, you know? So that can be annoying. And it made me recognize, I guess, that part of myself. And it allowed me to show empathy. And also just the awareness around that I was giving my attention to something that I didn't like about somebody. What could I give my attention to? Like I could look at this person and be like, oh, I love how much she went all out in her Christmas attire and how she got dressed up. It's actually really cute. You know, I get to decide where my attention goes. So do you. So let's just be more aware of like, if we're giving our attention to something that just doesn't feel good, like, oh, this doesn't feel good to be talking about this person. This doesn't feel good to be focusing on this kind of negative thing. And then we can do the shift because we are imperfect human beings. Right? All right. The route to not being anxious is to observe what is happening. So if you find yourself being anxious, feeling that way, observe it. Be like, act like this is separate from you. And you're like, huh, it's interesting that I'm feeling anxious. You know, like, what is that anxiety about? When you're able to be the observer, then you can change it. But if you're not and you're stuck in it, then that doesn't give you the power to change it. So observe the behavior, just like we just did with, I observed that I was getting annoyed, that I was being super judgy, and then I can change it. That gives me the power. All right. So the next, boundaries. Okay. I need to do an episode on boundaries. But basically, if something is happening in your life and you don't like it, you feel like people are kind of taking advantage or doing things that you don't really want in your life, nip it right away versus waiting and letting it all build up. And then you have a flip out episode like I've done before around, but it's like, if I would have just said right off the bat, like, no, that is not going to work for me. You know, or just stood in my power and did it in a very kind way. Like, it can make sense that you might want me to have this, given that's important to you. What I would really like is for this to happen. You know, like, there's ways that we can talk around boundaries, so we'll do that in another episode. But try to nip it right away when you noticed versus letting it build up. So the quote here is, nip it right away so you don't have to burn a forest. Like, you just get to cut a little bit, not a whole forest. All right. And don't let your protection be your prison. This was a quote that was on the board one of the days. And it really got me thinking about how a lot of times, so we try to protect ourselves so much that we become a prisoner in our own lives. And it makes me think about traveling, because I know a lot of people will comment on my husband and I's travels and they'll say, like, aren't you so scared? Like, oh my gosh, you're going to this country and I hear that it's dangerous there. And all, like, you know, all of the stuff. And there's a lot of fear and I can get that. But for me, I've just decided that I'm not going to let my fear, like my desire to protect myself so much, prison me from enjoying my life. So just something to think about, like, are we doing that? And you know you're doing it based on like how it feels. Like, you can feel it in your body when you're like really trying to protect yourself and you're fearful. And what if you trusted a little more? And that's what allows me to have so much fun. Is because I truly trust and believe things are working out for me. And every time, like, there's hiccups, especially when we travel, man, there's always like something that doesn't go right the way you planned, and there's language barriers and all the things. But I just sit back and I'm like, okay, this is happening for me. Doesn't mean I don't get frustrated, but I'm able to shift myself out of it by noticing and observing the frustration to begin with. Okay, next statement. If you want to change the flow of energy, build a dam. So this makes me think about if somebody is really frustrated with you and they're delivering this kind of catabolic energy towards you, you don't like the way it feels, they're giving that to you. So what you can do is build up a dam and redirect that energy. So, and you can transform that energy. So if somebody is frustrated with you and they're yelling at you, that's a heightened amount of energy they're giving away. You can transform that into energy that serves you. But it's like being aware of it. Okay. Before you can start harnessing new energy, you must first fix the leaks. Think about what is draining yours. So because otherwise, what? If you're getting more energy, it's coming in, you're getting motivated, right? It's just draining out. You can think of it as like a boat, right? We got to patch the holes if they're there so that we can flow, right? So just think about this, like, what is draining your energy? What is draining your energy and how can we shift that? What would be helpful to you? Okay. Energy without intention is chaos. That is so true. And I love that. I love this quote for the word intention. Energy without intention is chaos. So we got to be intentional with our energy, with our life. So how can you start adding more intention to your life so it doesn't feel chaotic? You know, things that I'm working on is I want to like plan my day the night before the next day and be really intentional about that and make that a priority and develop that habit. I don't always do that, but I like that because then when I wake up in the morning, I know my intentions for the day. my brain's already set to focus on what I want to create. And I don't know, that just feels really good. And it makes it so it doesn't feel so chaotic. All right. The next thing is, those that drain others' energy need more of their own. So if they're coming to you draining your energy, truly, it's because they need more of their own. So how can, and we can think about this as ourselves too. We feel like we're being that person that's draining other people's energy or getting really aggravated, all of that stuff. It's because we need more energy of our own. So how can we generate that in a very healthy way? You know that exercising can help you generate more energy. I think like anything that has that higher energy that can like pump you up would be really helpful. Dancing, I like to do that a lot. Even meditation, sitting there and playing a song that's more of like that you can feel is very energy giving based on the vibrations of it. And just allowing yourself to truly listen to the sounds and consciously take in that energy can be really helpful to you. I did this for the first time during the retreat. I felt like where I really allowed that music to fill me up, to bring in that energy. I paid attention to it, the vibrations, and it felt so good. And I was like, I want to do this more. It was a great way for me to like meditate very consciously. And that has been something I've struggled with a lot. But I've been practicing meditating since I got back from the retreat. And I know that this is, if you're listening to the podcast, you know that this is something I've been wanting to work more on because I know the value in it. All right. If you know you'll meet someone that is angry, then meet them intentionally and choose what to do. This is great for parties and things like that with family. Sometimes you know that you're going to come across somebody that is just critical, that might have what you describe more of that negative energy. They're showing up in that way. Remember, it's because they need more energy. But what you can do is intentionally, even before you go in, decide, what are you going to do with that energy that they try to deliver to you or take from you? Like, how are you going to handle that? Think about it in advance. And another quote that I always love is that you treat others with kindness and grace because of who you are, not because of who they are. Just remember that. I always have to tell myself that. All right. Everyone you meet is a teacher. Every circumstance is a teacher. So just think about that person that's showing up in the ways that you don't like. What are they teaching you? Like I gave you that example about the Christmas party and the chattiness. That was teaching me to be still. And in that environment, I don't need to talk all the time. I can sit there and just simply enjoy it. And then think about what is your circumstance teaching you? Even if it's something you don't like, the contrast brings you closer to what you do like. When you realize, like, this is not really how I want to live my life. I don't really want to do this kind of work. That kind of stuff, that is bringing you closer to where you want to go. That is wisdom for you to use. So instead of looking at it as like a bad thing, like I'm stuck in this situation, blah, 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 that kind of stuff, just truly see it as like, cool, this contrast is teaching me what it is I do want. And that way you can design your life accordingly. It's almost like the detours that are happening to bring you where you want to go. But watch, sometimes when there's detours, we get frustrated. Roads are blocked or whatever. But sometimes that brings us into the most beautiful views. Everyone you meet is your teacher. Okay, we did that one. If you are the judge, what kind of people will you find? This is a question that the facilitator brought up. And I love this because one of the things that was brought to my awareness is how judgy I can be towards other people. And really specifically with my sister, that was brought into my awareness with some of my sisters. I have lots of sisters. But where I just like, I find myself being like, what are you doing? Like, no, you're so much better than this. And it's like that, but there's a lot of judgment instead of showing up and loving. And you know how powerful it is to help someone transform their life when you just show up and you love them and you meet them right where they're at and you don't sit there and judge them, right? That can be a hard thing for us to do. But a lot of times this can be developed from when we were kids, especially if we were in environments that were just really hard. Sometimes we develop this kind of complex to help us survive, that we are different. We're the righteous ones. We're going to be different from this. And we hold on to that. And that can cause us to be judgy towards others. And I really felt like with my childhood, it was my way of kind of escaping. It was being like, no, I'm better than this. I'm the righteous one, right? I'm different. And to kind of escape it. And that ego got involved in that survivor kind of role. And it caused me to be more judgy. And this got brought to my awareness. I'm just being totally vulnerable here. And I'm like, no, I want to show up from a place of love. So back to this. If you are the judge, what kind of people will you find? If you find yourself being very judgmental towards others and criticizing them, you will attract, you will find people to be judged. I think about this as like a legit judge where they're having a bunch of criminals come in because they're sitting there to judge the criminals, right? And I think about like you're attracting that in your life. So if we show up with more love, are we going to attract more people that are so much more lovable? Like we'll see them in that light. Okay, moving on. No one ruins anyone's life. It takes two to tango. So even despite the things that have happened to us, we get to decide if that's going to ruin our life. We get to decide what we're going to do with it. All right, I made it through. Those are all the things for now. There was so much more. One more thing that I've been loving to write down every day was this intention. Something amazingly awesome is happening today. And when I write that first thing in the morning, my brain is like looking for it. It's like, what awesome thing is happening today? And at the end of the day, I'm writing down, well, this was an awesome thing that happened today. And I learned this concept from Pam Grout, who is, I just love her books, but she has a book called E Squared that's phenomenal. And one on gratitude. And anyways, I don't remember if that's even how she words it. Something amazingly awesome is happening today. It's something like that, but that's how I word it. And seriously, I've been noticing these things and I feel like it puts me into that state where more of that is coming in. More awesome things. So hopefully that's just a tip, a thing that you can quickly implement. Have an awesome week and I will talk to you soon.